Are you bogged down as a family caregiver, stuck with all kinds of problems and you have no solutions? A lot of times, one of the things that caregivers make the mistake of is thinking that they need to have formal, organized help for everything. So all of your resources for the people that come to the house to help you do the care, those are the people that you absolutely turn to for every little thing. The truth of the matter is, you can break those tasks up among lots of people. You might have people that give you help with the physical care, but you can also have people that give you advice on how you might handle things differently. And some of the best resources you have for advice are people that have already given family care that might not be able to come and help you physically now, but if you pick up the phone or you send an email, they can give you little tips or little hints. They can listen to you and guide you in ways that make sense. Pick people that are positive in their outlook and their thinking. People that believe that you can find a solution are the people that are going to help you find a solution. If you're talking to pessimists, they're going to say, why don't you just put mom in a nursing home, or why don't you just send dad off to so-and-so's house? Because they're going to think, there's no way you're going to solve this problem. You need people that are good at creative puzzle solving. Puzzles are a very big part of family caregiving because most of the time, the problems you have really are puzzles for you. Good problem solving is a win-win for everyone. So you need to always try and find as many ways to look at the problem as you can. Maybe you missed something. Maybe you didn't think of something. Other people can help you think of things that might work that didn't even come up on your radar. The solution has to work for you and your loved one. If it only works for your loved one, it's really not a solution to your problem because you're still stuck. If it only works for you, it's not really a solution for your loved one because your loved one's still stuck. So work at it like it's a two-way street and everybody has to win. And that should help you take care of some of your problems.